Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong then.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. I said former Georgia head coach. Well, he's a former OC. Mike Bobo stepping away from his team, Mike, for a medical evaluation. Of course, he is the head coach now at Colorado State. And for dog fans, you remember Mike Bobo under Coach Mark Richt. And he took this job. And, you know, for those who have been following Coach Bobo, I think he's doing a decent job out there. Remember, Jim McElwain was the coach there, which parlayed into the Florida job. Right. So he steps away, apparently. And Bo was just telling me, numbness in his feet. Is that what the deal is?
Ooh.
For Mike Bobo. So my family and I appreciate all the great care and support we received. As he put out there, Joe Parker, the athletics director out there, put out a written statement. So they play their first game on August 25th against Hawaii. And we'll play CU, which I guess is the big showdown, Rocky Mountain Showdown, on August 31st. So they've got some games coming up here. But bottom line is Mike Bobo, who was a guy that we followed and talked a lot about on these shows in the days that, you know, led up to Mark Richt being fired. But he took a job actually before Richt got fired. So
yep, Coach Bobo is a guy. It's funny because remember the one year when we had Schottenheimer in there? What a hot mess that was. Let's run a single wing. Remember that? We did that at the offensive cocktail party.
He was terrible.
Brought in, what was the guy's name now? It's been a couple of years.
What are you talking about?
The backup quarterback.
You talking about Butter?
Yeah. Futon Butter.
Yeah, Futon Butter. Yeah.
Yeah, you can thank Schottenheimer for that one. Hey, what do you say we roll Futon Butter out there?
Yeah.
They'll never see that coming. So anyway, that's a long time in the rear view. But one story that is interesting now for the new coach of Georgia, Kirby Smart, and Will Muschamp also kind of got roped into it. Kirby wouldn't take the bait, is what's going on at Maryland with DJ Durkin. And they lost an offensive lineman to heat stroke. And needless to say, the family is up in arms. They got a lawyer. Damon Evans, who used to be the UGA AD, is now the AD at Maryland.
Yeah.
And he's put the coach and some members of the training staff on administrative leave while they figure it out. But apparently it was an old school kind of like in-your-face coaching staff type mentality, which a lot of people now are like, well, put the microscope over it and see what they're doing up there at Maryland.
Everybody, not everybody, most coaches that come from the old era of how tough can I make my kids, Mike, you know, that's going without water breaks. That's extra punishment, extra up downs, all this stuff that we've seen over the years, and it's been documented. But a lot of these programs, man, there's too much at stake now, and you can get sued and this may happen in Maryland, where you ultimately lose a young man. And if that is the perceived notion that that's what was going on, and I don't know, but one guy that does feel pretty confident that Durkin is you know, a guy that runs a good program and is a guy that has good integrity is Will Muschamp. And before we get to our top three stories, Muschamp. Listen to this closely, because at first it sounds like he's just generally speaking, and then he starts to defend him.
Well, I think the big thing is criticism. You need to criticize the performance, not the performer. And I think that's something we talk about as a staff a lot. And there's a certain way you can talk to a young man and about how he's playing and what he needs to do to improve. You know what? I know DJ Durkin. He worked for me for 4 years at the University of Florida. He is are an outstanding football coach, but he's also an outstanding husband and a father, and he treats people with respect. And I will use your word, alleged article. There's no credibility in anonymous sources. You know, if that former staffer had any guts, why didn't he put his name on that? I think that's gutless. And in any business, and in any company, and in any football team, especially right here in August, you can find a disgruntled player that's probably not playing. So I think it's a lack of journalistic integrity to print things with anonymous sources. But I know DJ Durkin personally, and I know what kind of man he is. I know what kind of person he is. I talked to him this morning, and I don't think it's right. So, next question.
So, you know, listen, just like with everything, the truth will come out here. And hopefully, you know, for DJ Durkin, it's unfortunate they lost a young man, but hopefully he didn't do anything wrong, Mike, in this process. Maybe he did, you know, did he overdo it and push guys to the limit? We don't know. But all that information is going to come out. But they start the season against Texas.
Yeah, Jordan McNair is the offensive lineman who died just 19 years of age. So, I mean, and in this day and age, I know that we were all everybody's got a story of a high school football coach that ran him ragged or ran him into the ground. We all know that. But it's a different dynamic in this day and age.
No doubt about it. It is Dukes and Bell. We're brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Wow. I know you can hold the note like that, man.
Whew, I'm out of breath, bro. All right, man, let's talk about story number one. It's these Braves. Let's rewind, shall we? Let's go back to what happened over the weekend. Friday night, Mike, you were there. Kevin Gausman puts in a great start. We needed that from him. That's what the Braves are going to need as he's been thrown into this rotation. He brings experience. You know, then Newcomb on Sunday gets the he only lasted four innings, but the Braves come back and win 8-7. It was that Saturday game they lost to the Brewers where Julio Teheran pitched decent, but the bullpen blew the save. And so now you fast forward to today, it was Touki Toussaint.
Yeah, man, Touki did a fantastic job. We were watching it here in studio, and everyone knew about the curveball coming in. He has just excelled through the ranks from AA and then obviously up to Gwinnett. And unfortunately, he goes back down. They get to have a 26 man on the roster when you have a doubleheader. He's already back to the Stripers, but I think a lot of Braves fans will be saying, hey, let's let this kid hang around, see what he can do. Poised. Only inning he got into trouble was the second. He walked a leadoff man, wound up with runners on second and third, was able to pitch out of it and only give up one run. It was earned. But I thought fantastic. They pinch hit for him with Duvall to create a big inning in the sixth, which they got. But he'd only thrown 83 pitches. He was looking great.
He could have gone another inning.
Agreed.
Easily. Anibal Sanchez, by the way, will start Tuesday. I know we talked about his situation and the bruise. He will start Tuesday. What about the lineup tonight? Acuna, Albies, Freeman, Markakis, Camargo, Inciarte, Flowers, Swanson, and Folty on the hill.
Yeah, you heard right, Dansby Swanson. Now, can he get some momentum? He had the big home run to tie the game on Sunday, and then, of course, Albies, who hadn't hit a home run in a while, he gives you the game-winning home run. But Dansby, and I know that Dave O'Brien in The Athletic had an article about the splits. There was some, like, batting 105 over a stretch of games, and he's down to 239. Let's hope that Dansby can kind of find that gear, man, because they need him to produce.
Three home runs, nine hits. When you talk about Ozzy, and you know that seventh inning hit yesterday, but Dansby, Mike, his average had dropped 36 points since June 5th, and that was the problem. Everybody's going, "What is going on?" I just hope he keeps his head up, keeps balling, and works through this. All right, guys, let's hear from our manager Brian Snicker talking about this team because coming off the weekend, you beat a very good Brewers squad.
We feel like we're real. I mean, we've felt like that for a long time. And, you know, so we're going to take it a day at a time. But, we're a good ball club. These guys should be proud of everything they've accomplished. And to this point, this team's real.
All right, let's do it, Folty. Let's see what happens tonight.
Braves are half game over the Phillies right now. They're in first place.
I'll take it, man. Half game up. Story number two, guys, is our Atlanta Falcons. First preseason game.
Yuck.
Nothing to write home to mom about. Friday, they'll get another shot. It's the Chiefs at Mercedes-Benz. 7 o'clock kick. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from Dan Quinn, who said this.
In many instances in this training camp, we've really showed who we can be, and I'm disappointed that we weren't able to show that tonight.
All right. Disappointed. You weren't the only one, Coach.
Yeah, Marquand Manuel. For guys, if you missed it earlier in the Falcon Report at 5, brought to you by Domino's, we mentioned that, it's preseason, it's meaningless, but there is a sense of pride or certainly a sense of tempo and urgency that just wasn't there on defense, so much so that Marquand Manuel gets the second stringers around, make a circle, men, and he rips them a new one. That was with about 10 minutes left in the first half, so it definitely got the attention of the coaching staff. The effort just was sloppy.
And the penalties, too. Dan Quinn says, listen, there are no excuses. People are like, well, it was the first road game.
For these young guys, their first padded practice was in a stadium with 50,000 people and rain days, military days. We try to stress them as much as we can. So no excuses from our end, man. Anybody, any place, any time is a motto, and we did not live up to that. So let's give credit to the other side. But we got work to do, and let's make sure this weekend coming up we play in our style that we like to attack and get after people.
I'm glad I left my biker vest in the closet this weekend. I mean, I did. Listen, I pull it out for regular games, mm-hmm. not for preseason. Dan Quinn's
anytime,
right.
Anytime, anywhere.
He's right. Anytime, and no excuses. Last but not least, what about Matt Ryan? They only had, we had three plays?
Well, four if you count all the penalties. But, we had two guys moving at the same time, so that was not the way to start the preseason. Then we had an illegal block, a lot of confusion over the helmet hits and what's legal, what's not. But on the offensive side, you got to unmanageable down and distance, third and long, and they drew a dump-off pass, and that was all she wrote for the first team offense.
All right, man, here's Matt Ryan.
Disappointing mostly with the penalties. You know, that's kind of the thing that you don't love to see tonight. I mean, there's going to be some times where there's not great execution and some mistakes and those kind of things in your first game. But the penalties, especially pre-snap stuff, we can clean that up. So disappointed with that. But, you know, it's been fun to watch these young guys get in and showcase what they can do.
All right, guys, we'll continue to talk about the Falcons as they were back on the field today. They are getting ready, as we said, for Friday. And hopefully it's a better effort. My bet is it will be. Story number three is the PGA Championship, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
How entertaining was that?
It was amazing stuff to see. First off, the champion is Brooks Koepka. The headlines obviously go to Tiger for that amazing finish. And the lowest round Tiger has ever shot in the final round of a major. And all the things that he's accomplished, winning 14 majors, shooting a 64. But first things first, Brooks Koepka, a guy that had a wrist injury, required some surgery, didn't think he was going to be able to play, missed the Masters. Otherwise, maybe he would have, who knows where he'd be right now. He's the golfer of the year. But he goes back-to-back U.S. Open, defends his title at Shinnecock. And then he hangs on as Adam Scott could not make it happen. And then Tiger actually finishes second. But Brooks Koepka, he is red hot right now, on fire. And he's got a hot girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I got in trouble with the, oh boy, did I get the stink eye from the wife when I mentioned the girlfriend there. Jenna Sims, by the way, who grew up in Winder.
Yeah.
Former Miss Teen Georgia.
You might want to be careful with
no,
that.
No, for you young guys out there or guys about to get married, never ever watch television. And if it's not an actress or a celebrity, go, man, that chick is hot. And don't ever say that on the couch because it's never going to work out well.
That's good advice from Mike. Here's Brooks Koepka.
Ball on its way, tracking towards the hole, dying just in front of it. And he'll tap that and wins the PGA Championship. The man is made for majors. Brooks Koepka wins the 2018 PGA Championship at Belrive.
Now, there was not a controversy, but there was an etiquette thing. Traditionally, you would then mark your ball. He's got a tap in. Let Adam Scott finish out. And then the champion just goes, takes his cap off, and then Jim Nance can give you the pronouncement that you heard right there on PGA Tour Radio.
He asked.
Not the way it happened, though. Koepka just tapped in, so Adam Scott hit the last shot. Because
yeah.
He's just, that's his style. He's just not that kind of guy. He's a very low-key dude.
So Koepka, again, for those who are not paying attention, and it's cool, has won golf three of the last seven majors. So pretty impressive, man. Last two U.S. Opens, PGA Championship, and again, exclusive company when you're talking about the fifth golfer in the history of golf to win the U.S. Open and the PGA in the same year.
You're talking about Nicklaus, Hogan, Tiger's the last guy to do it. And then, you know, Brian just mentioned, you know his favorite golfers were growing up in West Palm?
Who?
Adam Scott and Tiger Woods.
Really?
How cool is that?
It is.
Pretty neat. But Tiger is now the story. He jumps up in the FedEx Cup points. He jumps up in the World Golf Rankings. He kind of really forces Jim Furyk, the team captain for USA, to put him on the Ryder team squad.
I just think...
Or Ryder Cup, I should say.
Yeah, and he should be. I just think time and age gives you perspective on things. And for me, you know, the whole Tiger not winning a major had a lot to do with the physical stature of his back surgeries and not physically... Not that he mentally couldn't do it, but physically he wouldn't be able to do the things he once did. He's back. Mm. And so I'm going in the next, you know, the golf season next year thinking about now I'm going to enjoy the Ryder Cup and all the things that are coming, certainly here in Atlanta. But, Mike, when you talk about these major events and the reason why those are so big, he could win six regular PGA events next year. Nobody will care. The only time you will care is because, again, he's still chasing Jack. And at 42, and it seems like now healthy, happy, he's got a real shot to do it. But just to put things in perspective, and I've been saying this all day because people have been like, yeah, dude, but he lost. Jack lost and finished second, 19 majors. He was the second in second place. That's incredible when you think about it. He won 18 and came in second in 19. So these things are not easy to do. We'll see what happens. Mike, there's still so many other great young players on the tour.
All right, well, here's a question.
I don't know.
Here's a question. Now, are we going to see 15 next year?
Are we going to what?
See Tiger win his 15th major next year.
I believe he will. I believe he will.
Here's the thing now.
He was in the last two, and he blew it.
I mean, if he doesn't par 17, we might have had a playoff. Who knows? Because maybe then Koepka reacts to the pressure. He had two bad drives at the British Open this year, which could have, again, it could have been maybe playing in a playoff. The story is, and I know that guys feel that Koepka gets overshadowed by Tiger. The numbers that you threw out earlier are insane. The rating's up 69% from last year's PGA.
Well, it's the biggest number in 9 years for CVS with this event. That I don't know what to tell you. If you go, well, I don't understand why everybody's making all the fuss. 9 years, and he's in the hunt on a Sunday. Fringe fans, people who didn't care, he transcends the sport. It's that simple. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, coming up. We've got more to get to. Lots going on today, including a dog signing his contract. But first, a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Come on, kid. Stop playing, kid. K-I-D. Kid, play, kid.
I was thinking of Coach Povero. Remember when I had my Twitter escapade when you were stuck around here for 3 days?
Yeah, and you were on the beach?
Yeah, I got that call from Coach. Kid, what'd you do? You really stepped in it, huh, kid?
Come on, kid.
Sorry. K-I-D goes to 72881. I believe he told me, he said, you better hope another Malaysian airline disappears. You're the only story on the news right now, kid. Kid goes to 72881. And I thank you for always looking out for me that week.
No, it's all good. How was the beach? Never mind. Don't answer that.
I had to get off the grid, man.
You did. It was the best thing.
Hey, so a guy who was holding out gets his deal. Also, some injury news, especially for fantasy football owners. We'll tell you about a little NFL blitz coming up.
Lasted six innings in the first game of a day-night doubleheader at SunTrust. Tonight it's Folty on the hill for the Braves, and we'll hope to extend this lead as the Braves are now half game in front of the Phillies. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Happy Monday. Glad to have you listening. We're going to let you hear from Duke Riley, who caught some criticism as well over the weekend. And I will tell you, I was one of those folks who was not necessarily happy, but it wasn't just with Duke, as we've said. This is not just saying, you know, Duke Riley, the effort as a whole, the penalties, the discipline, all the things we talk about. And guys, we didn't score. I mean, it wasn't the first team. It was the first, second, third, fourth team. We just didn't do a good job across the board. But we'll let you hear what Duke had to say today in defense of, hey, I'm trying to get better. And, Mike, I think he can. I'm not going to dispute his ability, but his technique's got to get better.
Yeah, I mean, lost in space is kind of the phrase I think of when I think of Duke. We've mentioned a few times today. I'll just mention one more time. I mean, we got really great production from the jump in 2016. Remember we joked around about Arthur Blank going, listen here, you knuckleheads, Quinton Dimitroff, I need three starters. Well, you got them. You know, Keanu Neal, Deion Jones, Devondre Campbell. And so I think we all assume that as a third rounder out of LSU, because everybody from LSU comes off the bus looking like they're NFL ready, that Duke Riley would just step in. Well, you know, for every Debo, you get a Rashid Hageman. You know, for every Keanu Neal, you get yourself a who's the dipstick that couldn't keep his nose clean with the steroids?
You're talking about the DB?
It was Squid. Who's the DB? I can't remember his name. Jalen, out of sight, out of mind. Jalen Collins, who was a second rounder. So look, it's not like Carl and I are saying it's time to throw Duke Riley out with the bathwater, but we need him to start stepping up his game. I mean, you know, we need to see some improvement, and he looked like a lost puppy at times against a really bad Jets team.
Yeah, let's hear from Duke talking about just being better overall. But he says, I got to be better so that I can show people on tape.
It doesn't matter, first year, second year. I mean, I got to put better stuff on tape, you know, which I will. And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not perfect. No one is. The game isn't perfect. You're not going to go out there and win every snap, win every play. I'm just focusing on what I can do today to get better, going into this next preseason game, just taking a step every game that I play. So that's my goal. That's what I'm working on.
And that's positive reinforcement, you know, and my guess is just knowing, you know, Coach Quinn and Marquand Manuel and the guys up there at Flowery, they heard what they needed to hear, you know. And again, that doesn't guarantee wins, but the one thing you don't want to ever question is – was everybody giving the effort they needed to make plays? And if that is ever questioned, then you're in trouble. So I just felt like the overall effort wasn't there, and plays that should have been made, whether it was first, second, or third team again, were not.
Right. I mean, it was just ugly across the board. The penalties, no rhythm. Offensive stats bore that out. Then there's the other aspect of it, and I mentioned this earlier, Carl, the new contact rules.
Yes.
Carl is trying to talk me off the ledge over the weekend because I'm losing my mind.
It's going to calm
watching
down.
NFL Network that the refs are going overboard with this to get guys in the habit of heads-up tackling. I don't know, man. I still think this is going to be – I think some teams are going to lose some games, are going to cost them big time with this stupid interpretation of these rules. But you're saying relax.
It's tough because, you know, you're seeing it called obviously a lot more here in the preseason. And some of these are questionable. Like, I'll be honest, you know, you probably could legitimately call one of these in a real game during the regular season, but they're calling it 3 and 4 times. And so you're going, well, what is, you know, the real call and what's not? What am I able to do? What am I not able to do? All these teams have gotten film. All these teams have gotten examples for what it should look like. But, Mike, I think they're going to overdo it. They're oversensitive to it right now. And then when the season starts, it's going to calm down. They want players to be aware of what they really should not try to do. And then the season starts. You can't call it this much. You just can't.
We'll see how this one goes. And, again, hopefully a much better effort against the Chiefs guys coming up. You'll hear it right here. It is a 7 o'clock kickoff. So get your butt down there. Preseason, we'll see Pat Mahomes, see what he's all about. Andy Reid keeps defending all the mistakes he keeps making.
Yeah.
But we'll get to see the Chiefs and some real playmakers, albeit probably for one, maybe two series, guys like Tyreek Hill, et cetera. By the way, speaking of fantasy, because Carl and I are in the same league, and I'll tell you right now, brother, do not be drafting Alshon Jeffrey.
Why?
Because he's going to miss the first 6 games of the regular season, they're reporting out of Philadelphia.
Ooh, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Apparently, it's a knee injury. So, Alshon Jeffrey might be on the PUP list. Apparently, it is... Thank you, computer, for locking up on me. I'm trying to find the specific injury here.
Okay.
But Eagles wide receiver on the physically unable to perform list since the start of training camp. And they're not telling me what it is, but I would imagine it's knee, but we'll guess. Then you got an injury to Jerick McKinnon, a guy that a lot of people could be a sleeper for Kyle Shanahan 49ers. With San Francisco.
He's a local kid.
They went and got, I guess, Alfred Morris. Is that who they picked up? They remember him, the old Redskins running back, played for the Cowboys. Then you've got other injuries out there like Sony Michel. Sony Michel didn't play in that Redskins preseason game for the Patriots. He's had a knee, and there's some reports not confirmed by the Patriots. He may have had something cleaned up on his knee.
Mm.
So Sony Michel, you might not see him until the regular season.
By the way, the Jeffries injury, Aguilar's a pretty good receiver
right.
for the Eagles. But, you know, if you're talking about him not being available September 6th when we see them, okay. Now, I'm not saying I wish injury upon anybody, but that's another star that we would have to account for.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles offensively, we've seen them, guys. We know what they can do, and they did it with Foles. So I think Wentz is going to be ready. They're not playing their card there as to saying whether or not he will be. But, Mike, my guess is Wentz is going to be the guy that night, Thursday, September 6th. But that's unfortunate. Speaking of other NFL news, real quick, Roquan, guys, the number 8 overall pick, finally ending his contract dispute. He signs today, and as was reported earlier today, as we mentioned it, this had to do, again, with some guaranteed money and how this was going to play out in regards to the new helmet rule that Mike was talking about. But the Bears and Roquan agreed to terms on his rookie deal. The holdout's over, and they were finalizing the language earlier. So he should be on the field tomorrow. I'm sure he's in the meetings and practice areas now, and they're getting him going because Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, was not happy to not have this guy at camp, and he had made it known. So I think Roquan will come in and hopefully catch on fairly quickly and get things started. But he is now a Chicago Bear.
Hey, good for him, man. Like I said, we'll never know. Maybe we'll get some information if it was specifically if he was worried about having to come out of pocket, which most players are with these new targeting rules, or just about that fifth year you said. It's always that seems to be the holdup, that fifth year that comes into contract when they pick up the option, how much money's out there. Also, I was just giving you some injury news. Some lumps and throats at Big Blue today. Giants see Saquon Barkley limping off the field. And Pat Shurmur says that he thinks he's going to be fine, but needless to say, that would be a twist for Eli. They're kind of expecting that Ezekiel Elliott-type bounce out of Saquon Barkley this year.
Yeah, they say he avoids serious injury, suffered a mild strain. By the way, where does he go in the fantasy draft? How high is Barkley going? Or in your mocks?
6th or 7th. I'm usually getting him at 7.
7th overall or 7th round?
7th overall. Come on, what are you, nuts?
Well, I'm just asking.
Don't slow roll me on this.
You said 7th.
When are you going to take Deshaun Watson? Because that's who I want. Don't you be hogging Deshaun. You know, and I might just take Deshaun Watson first overall just to slow you up.
I am not taking Watson. I've completely changed my course.
Okay. Okay.
I've talked to some fantasy experts.
Why? What? He's not going to throw for 40 touchdowns this year? What's the logic behind that?
Who, me?
Or Deshaun Watson? Now, you know what? This is misinformation. This is total misinformation. I know your tactics. You know? This is like, you know what it is? This is, you're Ricky Bobby, and I'm Mike Hotcha. I'm a little turned off by your tactics. I know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to, you're totally smoke screening.
I'm just asking. I mean, yeah. I'm just glad you changed the rules this year.
What rules?
Well, so people don't just stack guys on their squads, and when you have injuries, you can't go get anybody.
Squid, you can jump in on this one. I have cut as the commissioner, and heavy is the head that wears the crown. As the commissioner of the Shenanigans League, I have dropped the reserves from 6 to 5 because we're a 14-team league. So there's just not a pool of talent. If you have a guy get injured, you're screwed, basically. So we're
what happens to me the last few years. But go ahead.
What, David Johnson?
Is there a rule about setting your lineup? Do guys have to set the lineup each week?
5 minutes before the game. That's generally how it's accepted.
What happens if they don't set the lineup and they have like 3 or 4 players
well, then
they
lose.
Start?
That's a forfeit. Lose.
That's a forfeit. Yeah.
Shouldn't they be penalized? Because they're affecting others now.
Are you saying that Carl used to use this tactic himself, that he was a human speed bump?
That is not true.
You were once known as the bye week. You know that.
Now, my lineup might have been sucky, okay, but I never neglected not putting a lineup in. That wasn't me. That was someone else.
Okay, tough guy. Anyway, that's one of the things to look out for. Also, I've changed the name of the team, by the way. I'm no longer Bandit 1.
What are you?
Spider 2, Y Banana.
Okay, I like it, man.
Little Gruden. I got a picture of Gruden as the avatar. I'm changing it up this year, man.
Yeah, I like it. I think I might change mine, too.
Well, I can't even say yours is dirty. Can't even say it over the air. It's so filthy.
And yeah, Bo, you're right. It might be the Acuñas. You're right. What's Acuña's jersey?
Why don't you go with Acuña Matata?
What? Yeah,
and by the way, somebody's already made the T-shirt. By the way, I hope that Ronald gets a piece of that action.
What's his? What's the name he's going to wear on his jersey?
Sabanera Soy.
Maybe I might go by that. Who knows?
You want to do fantasy for the
fantasy names?
The game winner. Yeah. What's your fantasy?
Fantasy names. Yeah. Do you have a fantasy name, Ryan? In there?
I can't say mine over the air. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, like the two girlies, one cup? I've seen a lot of those this year.
The dirtier sometimes I think it is, obviously the more attention you get, but most times those teams don't win anything. Just letting you guys know.
Well, I'm just saying, I had to change it up because Burt Reynolds wasn't doing anything for me.
No, I know.
So
I hear you.
Change it
yeah,
up
yeah, to... you got to change the spice, man.
Right on, man.
All right, guys, we're going to get to our game winner. It is Dukes and Bell, and as always, follow us across all social media platforms. At Facebook, like the show, like the radio station, 929 The Game. You can also follow us at 929 The Game on Twitter. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And, of course, this radio show is Dukes and Bell. So make sure you get at us, guys.
It will be. I got to be honest with you, it's kind of cool. This is like our fifth year of the Shenanigans League. It's going to be kind of neat to have our draft party and have our beer. You know, like in cans.
No
and
doubt.
Like, pretty cool. Have one of our beers, why don't you? So it's going to be a blast, man. Looking forward to it. One little nugget. We were talking a lot earlier today, and I was at the Braves game on Friday night. That's when I was getting all the texts about guys going, oh, my God, the Falcon. Wait, you see this Falcon game. They look terrible. And I mentioned this, and I've been going. I went round and round with Carl, with people on Friday, and I've got Braves fans going round and round with me today. All I'm saying, I'll try to put this on a fine point. It's great that you're at the game. You got to be at the game when the game starts. The battery is awesome. Fantastic. You know what's really good for it? You can go there after the game, too. You know, if you don't have to get the kids home. So I'm just saying, if we're as good a team as we are, and right now the Braves are a half game in first, where's the passion, Braves fans? I'm not debating the turnstiles are turning, but we got to get in there in a more timely fashion. I had a guy hit me up just now on Twitter and said, we're 11th in attendance. Well, what is that to be bragging about? We should be in the top 5. We just built a brand new stadium. You got two of the biggest stars. Tuki Toussaint may be the next one. You got two of the young stars in baseball. You've got all the bells and whistles. They put the stadium where you're living if you're supposed to be that diehard Braves fan. So why aren't we 5th in attendance? Why are you sitting here bragging we're 11th in attendance? Where's the passion? Where's the passion, Braves fans?
We are in it. I got a buddy that just hit me up last week, and he was like, his question to me from out of town was, tell me about SunTrust, because he wanted to come visit. And he was catching a cheap flight here from where he's coming in from in the Midwest. And he's like, what do you think? And I said, it's great. You know, the battery, if you've been to other ballparks around the country, obviously Wrigleyville mm-hmm. is something unique. But I think every new ballpark is trying to capture that, where you've got mixed-use facilities around all these ballparks, and right. you're trying to have the restaurants and the shopping and creating an environment that people want to hang out in. They did a good job with that. But Mike's right. This is the conversation we're having Friday when you sent me the photo, and I'm like, well, what's the deal there? Brewers are a good squad. If we expect this team to make it not only in the playoffs but potentially go deep, and I don't know if you believe that or not, and Mike, that may be part of the deal.
Right.
People not believing. But I'm going to tell you this. Snickers come out and said, listen, it's there for us to take. Freeman has talked about the fact that, hey, We got a good club, and you know when you've got a good club. The young guys don't know any better.
Right.
Albies and Acuna and all these, they don't know any better. They haven't been there, so they're just balling and having fun. But the realization is we're in the hunt, and if our team's in the hunt, whether it's the Falcons, the United, the Braves, the Hawks, let's ride. That is should be the bottom line. And the C fans go, well, yeah, all right, man.
Just like I said, I'm not telling you guys how to you do what you do. I just grew up in an old-fashioned way of always wanting to be in the stadium when the event starts. I mean, if I'm paying for baseball, I'm paying for at least 9 innings. If it's extra innings, I'm going to stick. But, I mean, I get it. You got kids, you got to get home. It's one thing if you got to split early, beat the traffic, but it's another thing to not be there on time.
No doubt about it. It's time for our game winner. All right, you got a little bit of a glimpse of what we're going to talk about tonight. But listen, and by the way, keep it clean, all right? I mean, for the most part. I know some of you want to call in and give us these dirty football, fantasy football names.
Hopefully, a good fantasy football team name is clever and it makes everyone in your league chuckle. Right?
That's exactly right. For the most part.
So there you go. 404-741-0929. Sam's is not original at all. D's nuts. Ridiculous. 404-741-0929. What is the name of your fantasy team?
Hold on. You seen him?
D's nuts.
Don't stink. Call now. 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, guys. For some, the drafts are already starting. I think way too early. I think you do it before Labor Day, but that's just me. What's your fantasy team name? For you fantasy footballers out there, 404-741-0929. Carl and I will work in concert because my phone switcher is not working, so you'll be pressing the button.
As I do. But here's the deal, man. Let me say this. A lot of guys are hitting us up, and they're going, what if it's an old name? It doesn't matter. I'll give you one.
As long as it's clever.
Yes. People are talking about Baker Mayfield. And there are a lot of plays on Baker, the fabulous Baker boy.
There you go.
Things of that nature for your fantasy football team. Josh Rosen might be the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. People are using that. Rosen up your bow. Silly things, man.
And then there's Sam, very clever. He had Forte and he had Reggie Bush. So his fantasy team name was Bush is my Forte.
That's clever.
We're shooting for here.
All right, man.
Let's see what our knuckleheads have got for us on a Monday. Hey, man, what's your fantasy team name, bro?
Hey, man.
Hey,
so you guys see the movie Horrible Bosses?
Yes. Very funny.
You know the name of Jamie Foxx's character?
I don't remember. What was it?
Well, I can't repeat it on air.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Whatever it is.
All right, we're up.
Whatever
it
is.
Oh, that was Mother Blanker Jones.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's right.
Is that what it was? Okay. Well, I'm glad he said that. I thought he was going to say the name, and then I was going to have to hit the dump button.
Your mileage may vary. We'll see if we get some wholesome ones, or if they'll just be all filth, flour, and filth. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your fantasy team name?
Dilly Dilly. As a Ohio State fan, I have to change my name this year. It used to be Bucknuts, but now it's going to be Rich.
I don't think we should go there.
Okay, that's 0 for 2. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for the name of your fantasy team?
That's you.
Hey, man.
Last year's league champion, hanging with Hernandez.
Okay, I like that. That's cool. It's a nice play on words. But it's a good name.
And that's how it ended.
It's pretty clever.
That's how it ended.
Whatever, you like this? Lights, Kamara, action?
Not bad.
That's not bad.
You know, even though I hate the Saints, that is a good one. That is clever. See, there you go. Now we're having fun. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Go for it.
I got KZ Train.
Oh, I like that.
Not bad. Now, I'll tell you what. We were bellyaching a lot about what didn't go right. One of the guys that didn't make plays, and he missed the tackle like everybody else, but DeMonte KZ is a dude that Dan Quinn has talked about. Dave Archer talked about it with us last week. And how much he's going to be used, especially in some of those dime packages. And remember, he's a defensive back. He's a corner that was converted to safety. So he's got that, you know, that sort of cross-training ability.
God just sent me this, Mike. This is funny. Lamar, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
All right, pretty good.
That's good, man.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the name of your fantasy football league team?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm from the proud Buckeye State of Ohio. I like the Toledo Tallywhackers.
Okay.
All right. All right. By the way, has anybody in Ohio interviewed anyone, Zach Smith or his wife yet?
Yeah, I think they did. I saw a report over the weekend where they talked to Zach Smith. I don't know how it went, but I did see a report where they talked to Zach Smith. Hey, what's our game winner? Let's reset it.
Yeah, man. By the way, you're worried about your coach. They kind of tried to rope your coach Tom Herman at Texas Longhorns into this whole fiasco.
No, he's in a bunker, and he'll keep his mouth shut.
So he's not the mole?
No, they tried to make him out to be the mole.
He's not the rat?
No,
his wife's not a rat.
He's the coach in Texas. Who cares about what they're doing at Ohio State? He wouldn't rat Urban Meyer out.
His wife tweeted a picture of her wearing a tinfoil hat. It was kind of funny. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your Fantasy Football League name team?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So I'm going to go with a Game of Thrones kind of nuance here. I'm going to call my team Khal Drogo.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice. Khal Drogo was the dude back in the very good. Now, if you don't watch Game of Thrones, guys get caught up because you have until, like, what, next year to the new season? Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your fantasy football team?
That's you, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead. Hey, man. Talk to us.
The Baltimore Playbacks in honor of Lieutenant Z's late night re-airs, if you know what I mean.
Did you guys get that? Did you guys get that?
It was a reference to a former coworker of ours.
Oh.
Remember the male cheerleader? Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro.
I didn't get it.
It's our game. Well,
that's
it was probably why. It was a little obtuse. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
I always name my team off of whatever players I end up drafting. So last year, until we got suspended, it was 99 problems, but a ZK won.
Ooh,
and
good call.
After he went down, it was Gurley's gone wild.
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, Gurley's gone wild.
A guy just hit me up. He said, Dukes, I picked Le'Veon Bell last year, and my team name was Le'Veon La Vida Loca. That's what he said.
Why not puff, puff, pass, and run? Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. I had one of those in my league. Oh, he hung up. Hey, man, you're on the radio. It's our game winner tonight. What's your fantasy league team name? And he hung up, too.
Oh, come on. Give us your fantasy name.
What you got, brother?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, a few years ago I drafted Reggie Bush, Carlos Hyde, and Vernon Davis, and I called my team Hydra Bush. I've got BD.
That's great. Now, that's really good and clever.
There you go, man.
That's what we're talking about. Good job, bro.
See, there you go. See, if you're not – and by the way, every year we always get one angry text because there are many of you guys out there that are a little unhappy, but we always get that one guy on the Summit Brothers Diamond text on, fantasy football is dumb. Well, if you never played it, how would you know? It's a lot of fun, and millions of us enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a $1 billion business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't have any friends to play in a league, that's a you problem. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for your fantasy team name?
Yo. Turn your radio down.
What the hell is going on?
He had his radio up.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got?
Hey, man. My team name is It's My Vic in a Box.
Did he just say that?
That's the first time I thought he said it.
I had to dump that. I'm sorry. I thought he actually said it. I was like, oh, did he go there?
No, it was for those who missed it. If you're online, you get all the dirty parts here on the program. The on air in your car part. No, you don't get to hear that stuff. One last try here. You're on the radio, buddy. What is your name for your fantasy football?
I was like, oh, go ahead, man.
Hey, man, what's up, my brothers?
Hey, man.
I lived the ultimate fantasy by flying back and forth to Brazil for many years. I married a Brazilian woman, Apple Bottom Chasers is the name.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. Love you, brother.
You too, man.
Brother.
You too.
I got you.
That's good stuff.
I would have just gone with, hi, Poppy, hi.
Guys say, y'all love Julio so much, Julio let the dogs out. All right, man, thank you.
Appreciate that, brother. I'm going with Spider 2Y Banana.
By the way,
now, what are you going with? Have you thought about a new name for this season? Are you going
to
change it up?
No, I try to change it up every year.
Why don't you just call your team IR?
No doubt. You know what? I should. Maybe it'll reverse my fortunes.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to change the name up. I'm with you. I got to get us some new swag, you know, a new vibe for this year because I'm going to win this thing, Mike. I'm going to win it.
Well, I tell you what, you're overdue. Your winning percentage is 37% in the last three.
Yeah, so. And here's the deal. I've had good drafts. Again, decimated by injuries, guys.
Carl has had some. I mean, again, where are you picking this year? You're picking three again.
I think I'm picking three. I'm picking three.
Sooner or later, the worm will turn, my brother.
All right, man. You got one more? One more? We're good.
All right, last one. We got one more. We got time. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Wrapping things up with Dukes and Bell. What is the name of your fantasy team?
Hey, man.
Hey, anybody that is an Office fan, you know this one. It's the Boner fan.
He said an Office fan? The movie The Office?
You catch that? Guys, always 3 or 4 inches from the mouth from the phone. Because it sounded like this. So we didn't catch it.
I didn't hear it either. I did not.
We went out with a whimper, Carl. A whimper.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys. You seen him, Mike?
But he's not.
Coming up, we'll clear our throats.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.